lot. A lot.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. We are glad that you are here with us this day, and particularly if you are visiting with us, we hope that you will make yourself known to us through the signing of the welcome pads that you'll find on the inside aisle. Everyone can sign that and share any information you would like us to have so that we may be in touch with you and also so that people in your pew may greet you by name following the worship service. We are delighted this morning to welcome to our midst Nancy Collins, who is member of this church but serving as a mission co-worker in Zambia, East Africa, and she will be bringing the sermon this morning. We've been enjoying having her in our midst for these last almost 10 days or so. So please give her a warm welcome as we come forward in this day. During the offering there, you will see an extra basket in the front of our communion table. We will be taking a special offering for the work of the Chisefu Theological College and the building of the classroom block. We are hoping to contribute significantly to the $1,200 that is needed still for 4,000 more cement blocks. So please give generously to this cause as we continue to support Chisefu Theological College. Please do take note of the announcements that you will find in your bulletin this morning. We are all invited to a time of fellowship in the Hope Room after the worship service this morning. Deacons are reminded that we are meeting upstairs at 11:45 as we plan for next week's annual meeting and brunch of the church. Please do take note and plan to attend next week as we join together in reflecting on this past year and sharing together in fellowship. You will find this week a link to the annual report in the Providence Publicist. If you do not have access to a computer and would like the current rough draft of that report, please see Dan Blackford after worship today so that you can read that ahead of the meeting. There are helpers. We would welcome additional people to help as we ready for the brunch. So if you would like to step up to be part of that, please talk to Matt Harrison today or let me know as well. During this week, in addition to the things that are on the calendar, we have been invited to join in a temple church conversation around public and private religion at 7:00 on Tuesday. And the details of that are on the outreach bulletin board in the Hope Room. Anyone who is interested to join in with that is welcome to do so. That's going to be at Temple Beth El on Orchard Avenue at 7:00 on Tuesday. Mark, do you want to say anything in addition to the men's group, or should I just flag it? I will just flag it. Mark Weber, Wave Mark, is our coordinator for the men's fellowship group, and the details of their meeting this Thursday at 7:00 are in the bulletin. So please, if you are a man of this church, please know that you are welcome to join in that time of fellowship. Also next Sunday afternoon is the annual meeting of Presbyterian Promise, and the details about that meeting are in the bulletin. There will be a carpool leaving from here to go and be part of that really impressive program that is ahead at 3:00 in West Hartford. Are there any other announcements in the crew here? Yes, Dan. Thanks, Dan. That's today, middle school, high school, Sunday school upstairs, but moving to the second and the fourth Sundays of the month. Thanks. Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Lord,
stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Come to worship God. Let us join together with the worship band as they lead us in our opening hymn, Your Grace is Enough.
Morning, everyone. Join me in standing if you are able as we sing this song. Great is your faithfulness, O God of Jacob. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Your grace. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So